It's time.
Hi, you're on the ticket. No. Hi.
The emergency break of the week.
Wow. I forgot we weren't going to calls anymore.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
By the way, an EMOM is a relatively new term. It's an internet mother.
Oh, I thought he was...
God.
I thought he was serious.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW brings you the emergency brake of the week. We're the shake joint filling in for the musers, but we are bringing you a weekly Dunham & Miller staple with the e-brake. And 1 hour from now, we're going to talk a little Dallas Stars hockey with Daryl Razor Ray, the 840 bit as usual. And then in about 20 minutes or so, we're going to get back into the Cowboys, look ahead to this interesting matchup against the Indianapolis Colts. And we will decide the e-brake, as always, with your P1 phones at 888-787-1310. So we start with the legend. We start with the all-timer at 101 career e-brake victories. It is Norm Hitzkus. And just go ahead and play the audio, because this was a shocking comment from the Texas Radio Hall of Famer.
I did wonder about the penalty on DeMarcus Lawrence for hitting the deep snapper in the head. I mean, if that's hitting...
Yeah.
That's not even rough sex what went on there. He just brushed by him. That was crazy. I know you heard that.
Crystal. We all heard that.
I'm writing it down now.
Does that mean we go to phones?
Yeah.
All right. Tell people where to call.
888-787-1310. Take your cowboy calls next.
Does that mean we go to calls? What is that?
You could hear the shocked look on Julian Saroy's face. Jerry, you were there.
Yeah, I'm not...
Complete prairie dog moment.
Everybody. I'm not ashamed to tell you that Julie's presence probably mitigates some of the comments that I would have made before.
Good. That's good.
As I grow.
As you're growing as a human.
But
maturing.
I suppose once you hit a certain age, you just don't care. You know?
And boy...
As Bill Burr has said before, whenever I think he was talking about the Duck Dynasty guy, like in Donald Sterling, are you really surprised that these guys... No. Like, you ever had a conversation with a grandparent that went on a little too long? You're going to find out some things that are not exactly in the bounds of 2018, and I kind of feel like that is what just happened to Norm there.
Norm was just running and gunning with the younger Saroy at his side. I want to hear that again, please.
Didn't even hesitate.
I did wonder about the penalty on DeMarcus Lawrence for hitting the deep snapper in the head. I mean, if that's hitting...
Yeah.
That's not even rough sex what went on there. He just brushed by him. That was crazy. I know you heard that.
Crystal. We all heard that.
I'm writing it down now.
That mean we go to phones?
Yeah.
All right.
That should be a drop.
Tell people where to call.
888-787-1310. Take your cowboy calls next.
That's a good layout punctuator.
The creepiest part about that to me is that it means that Norm has a concept of what exactly would constitute rough sex. And that's...
You know, I didn't even think about that until you brought it up. But thank you for that.
And not only that, he viewed that penalty as below the bar of what he considers... rough play. So I don't really want to know what he would consider.
As long as it's consensual.
That's right.
I'd rather think about Norm's board op
with.
And our board op, big strong Jeremy Moran. This happened Tuesday morning.
Me?
Pop on?
Yes, pop on Jer. Tuesday morning after the Norm and Saroy shebang was getting underway, they decided to comment on the open that was produced by good dude and former intern Hunter Cannon.
That is a hot jam right there.
It is. That's Hunter Cannon.
That's the Cannonball.
That's the Cannonball.
Brave Young Lion. I love that
Maybe
open.
4 years ago, one of our noted and wonderful North Texas interns.
That's right.
Yeah.
Two ticker people ago.
What?
Yes.
What?
Would you run that by me again, Jeremy?
I don't know if I can.
Okay,
clean that up for him.
Take two.
Two ticket ticker people ago.
Right.
That was two ticket ticker people ago.
Ticket ticker sometimes will trip you up.
Yeah, I tried to use it in my bad radio song yesterday, and screwed it up a tad.
And I was also trying not to say two ticker guys ago, since we have Julie in there now. She's
right.
Not really a ticker guy.
You're
so
inclusive.
I'm trying to go through my head and think of the right word to say, and I don't get any of them right.
We're now ticker humans.
Ticker humans.
But ticker humans. I like
also,
that.
I do like judging time by duration of ticker anchor.
Yeah.
It's like how like, they date dinosaurs.
Like a different era.
Yes, the Cretaceous period or something. It's like, oh, yes, that was two ticket ticker people ago.
Well, Jake.
People, humans. Humans of the ticket ticker.
Oh, Jake, you've had such an eventful week. In fact, we'll talk about that eventful week, or I guess the latest chapter in this eventful week at 9:10 in the corner. But right now,
what?
We need to look at an unfortunate moment you had this week on Bad Radio.
Who walks around with a shrimp cocktail? Like, that's like you went out for a really nice meal. Or
so you're naked, but you have a shrimp cocktail?
Yeah, maybe I think
like
he had a robe, but
okay.
The robe was
the robe
hanging
is
open,
of course.
Yeah, and yeah. He was working on himself while holding a shrimp cocktail. Excuse me.
Was he using the cocktail sauce?
I don't know, but that's the news.
Oh.
We got.
Oh, darn it.
What are you... I'm sorry. I want to hear more of Dan's scenario.
Well, that is the news. So we'll have to follow up on that next Friday.
Deep knee bends or something?
Huh. No, I just, I you know, like line. the lotion or something.
Dip it and rip it. Like
there's a lot to unpack there.
I like how you call your own foul immediately.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it was like 48. We needed to go. There are a couple of words you have to be really careful with, particularly in the context of the Brett Ratner Me Too story, which the story was, is that he would invite, he's a director, producer?
Director, yeah.
And that he would invite actresses, I believe Olivia Munn
Oh, never mind, yeah.
He would invite them to his trailer. And whenever they entered, she told a story once of when she walked in, he had an open robe. He was pleasuring himself while eating shrimp cocktail with the other hand.
I mean, you might as well multitask.
Busy man.
You know.
You know? You don't get to that level of success without being able to do two things at once.
All about how we manage time.
But you really need to finish the word cocktail as part of that story. Now, at the same time, I also very much appreciate Bob's line of what's he doing deep knee bends he's dipping, and dipping and ripping was a term that a buddy of mine who once ate 100 Hooters wings used to use.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It took him like 4 hours, but he did it.
What about 3 hours?
But the dip, the rip, you know?
Wow.
And so that was a bad moment for me.
It's okay, buddy.
I'm willing to say that was a bad moment.
So you're three candidates
among
this
a
week.
Slew of them.
Norm, Jer, and Jake. Your voting begins now at 888-787-1310. Good morning to the P1.
Hello. I'd like to vote for Norm, and I'm Becca with the ticket. Stick it up yourself out traffic.
All right, I like it.
Okay, so we got
actually
underage vote listen. For Norm, which is kind of appropriate.
You know, a couple of weeks ago when I went to Tech Baylor. Hearing my buddy's 4-year-old say, stick it up your tailpipe, because she listens to the ticket in the car, was about the cutest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah, well, get ready for that.
Yeah.
Having a young daughter. All right. Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to responsibly vote for the Burrito Bandit of Cleburne, the late, the great Jer Moran.
Okay, the Burrito Bandit of Cleburne, Jer on the board with
the
flipping
vote. Flipping Cleburne.
888-787-1310 is the number. Hi, good morning, P1.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Norm Bondrich-Hitzkiss and Hooter Brown.
All right, that's two votes for Norm. Hi, good morning. You're on the ticket.
What if he's into bondage?
Hey, boss. How you doing?
Who do we have here?
I go with rough sex, make it hurt, in the
pool for the holidays.
It's all just...
Thank you, neighbor from Family Guy.
Oh, okay, there you go. Let's cut that back a little bit.
Hello, E-Break voter. You're on the air.
Good morning, Shake Joint. I'd like to place a Mark Followell vote for Jake Z, and I think Skin Laid is a douche.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
That guy did sound like Follow, though.
Yeah, he had the pipes.
Skinny's a good dude.
Line 6, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Shake Joint.
Hey.
Seabass, do you believe in the New Mexico Bowl-bound Mean Green?
Manana, my friend, we're favored in that game somehow. What's going on
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. Let's go with those 10-win season. Hey, the vote is for Norman Adolph Hitzkiss.
Okay, that is 4 votes for Norm, 1 for Jer, 1 for Jake. Norm on the cusp of number 102 for his career. Hello, is this the deciding vote?
Hey guys.
Hey.
It's Jamie Ben.
Oh, hey, Jamie. Oh, man.
Rough stretch, bro.
Dude, you're up early.
Yeah, I know. Let me vote, though. Give me Norm for the win.
Okay.
You know, you became Canadian halfway through the call, don't you?
Well, it's early in the morning. He's trying to gather himself, okay?
He started out
a bit Irish.
Yeah, he did sound important. Did sound a touch Irish.
Well, Jamie Thanks, Ben James. Gives Norm his 100-second career victory for this
what?
Unfortunate comment.
I did wonder about the penalty on DeMarcus Lawrence for hitting the deep snapper in the head. I mean, if that's hitting,
yeah,
that's not even rough sex what went on there. he just brushed by him. That was crazy. I know you heard that.
Crystal. We all heard that.
I'm writing it down now.
Does that mean we go to phones?
Yeah.
All right. Tell people where to call.
888-787-1310. Take your cowboy calls next.
Does
that mean we go to phones, or that mean we go to call? Should absolutely be a drop. And there's something funny about the phrase, tell people where to call. Well, one, it indicates he obviously doesn't know the phone number, which is fine. I don't know that Bob and Dan do either.
It's only posted in here.
But still, whatever. They have more important matters. But tell people where to call. It sounds very like cable access.
It does, doesn't it? All right, there's the e-break. Norm, number 102.
For Norman, individual one, Hitzkus.
Oh, hey.
Individual one. All right.
I like it.